Good Wednesday. Today is October the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. The U.S. Drought Monitor is a product that comes out on a weekly basis in the summer months and shows us on a map form what the drought looks like across the country, but sometimes federal policy does not always follow what that drought monitor shows. We're going to talk more about that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, some federal drought relief policies may actually leave some farmers out to dry when we take a look at the actual U.S. Drought Monitor and the policy. Now, since 1999, the U.S. Drought Monitor has quantified drought across the country by using dozens of different data inputs and the consultation of hundreds of experts and stakeholders. Drought Monitor authors produce an updated map every week that ranks drought conditions county by county on a scale of D0 to D4, with that D4 being the worst. Now, the U.S. Drought Monitor's website states it does not recommend using it to infer specifics about local conditions. However, many farmers rely on it to tell the government when local conditions require support from the federal government. Now, one of those is the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. Under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, livestock producers are eligible for some relief if a part of their county reaches at least D3 or extreme drought on the monitor for any amount of time or is classified as being in D2 or a severe drought for 8 consecutive weeks. Now, because this bout of severe drought began so late in the year for many Midwest states, it could mean that some people who relied on drought relief programs last year will not be eligible for them this year. Now, that's why some experts who work directly with farmers say the policy is flawed. Missouri State climatologist Jack Leeser is involved in the process of developing the drought monitor, and while he thinks the drought monitor is good scientifically for depicting drought, he said the policies that determine when emergency relief kicks in may be prone to leaving farmers out to dry. For one, he said there's the issue of how long a drought must be reflected on that monitor before the eligibility would start. The second issue is the monitor's resolution. While the makers of the drought monitor try to reflect accurately at drought conditions, they cannot always capture everything at the neighborhood or at the farm scale. Now, that drought monitor was created years before relief programs were that it existed, and experts at the National Drought Monitor were not consulted about how it should be applied to policy. Now, if stakeholders think the drought monitor is missing something, they can report what they're seeing on the ground. Iowa State climatologist Justin Gilson said he receives calls from farmers weekly that the monitor does not reflect conditions on their farm. There is a formal way of chronicling the on-the-ground observations. That's through the National Drought Monitor Mitigation Center's Condition Monitoring Observer Reports, or the CMOR system, and that allows people to send in photos of real-world conditions that appear in the database, then in an interactive map. And anyone, not just farmers, can send in pictures and observations of drought conditions at their website, which is droughtmonitor.unl.edu. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. A week ago, the National Ag Statistics Service released its latest quarterly stocks report. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more about the stocks for corn, soybeans, and wheat.
USDA's September quarterly stocks report is normally a time when the National Agricultural Statistics Service thoroughly reviews the balance sheet for corn and soybeans due to the completion of the marketing year. And as Patrick Boyle of USDA NAS points out,
we made a couple of very minor revisions to each of those crops.
So regarding the latest look for
corn stocks are up across the board when compared to last year. Total stocks at 1.76 billion bushels are up 29.4% or 400 million bushels from 2023. On-farm stocks are up 29.1%, and off-farm are up 29.7%.
The numbers come in at the lower side of industry analysts' expectations for corn stocks. As for changes impacting stock totals,
production was adjusted down 1 million bushels, and ending stocks are down 52 million bushels from what was previously published.
Turning to final bean stock estimates for the old marketing year,
total stocks at 342 million bushels are up 29.5%, or 77.8 million bushels compared to last year. On-farm stocks are up 54.4%, while off-farm stocks up 20.1%.
Those numbers reflect the highest soybean ending stocks since the 2019-20 marketing year, and fall within industry expectations. Changes in the bean balance sheet include
small adjustments to production, that was driven by some final administrative harvested acreage data.
Quarterly all wheat stock totals are notable in that
September marks the beginning of the marketing year for the 2024 wheat crop.
NASS all wheat stock estimates for September indicate
at just under 2 billion bushels are up 12.4%, or 219 million bushels compared to 2023. On-farm stocks are up 11%, and off-farm stocks are up 13.1% from last September.
USDA's wheat stock estimate found itself in the center of industry expectations. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.